This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Starting in January, Chicago Public Schools plan to transition to some in-person classes during the COVID-19 pandemic. While district officials continue to map out the details, WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad visited a charter high school on the city's west side that's been making in-person learning work.
He was cough chills, so I don't really know.
These are the questions students and teachers are asked each time they enter their North Landale College Prep campus in the North Landale community.
Have you been around anyone with COVID?
No.
Oh, you're great then.
North Landale College Prep has two campuses, which combined enrolled nearly 800 students. The school has adopted a hybrid approach since September. That means students attend school in person 2 days a week. So far, the schools haven't had any reported COVID-19 cases, even though the neighborhood has been among the hardest hit by the virus in the city. Asari Williams, principal at the Christiana Avenue campus, says they have an obligation to offer some in-person school for their students despite the threat of getting sick.
You think about where North Landale is positioned. It's in the middle of a very violent, impoverished community, and many of the students that we served, right, they're part of a community that is typically challenged.
Williams knows the community well. She's a North Landale College Prep graduate and has worked with students and parents for years. For many students, she says navigating remote school has been hard, especially if they have a lot of siblings and other family members at home. In the spring, during remote learning, many students weren't logging in. Williams was extremely worried about her students. On top of that,
when there was all of the issues with George Floyd and the police brutality and everything, some of the challenges were our scholars just not feeling safe when they went outside.
She checked on them and sent encouraging messages. But with the pandemic, the violence, the social unrest, she knew many students needed the in-person school support. A big reason to go hybrid this fall. Williams and other school officials got their campuses ready.
There are markings on the floor to direct traffic and things of that nature.
Williams points to the squeaky clean floors, the quarantine rooms if students and staff feel suddenly sick.
This is our cafeteria here. We've actually had to change our cafeteria and move it over to our gym room.
The full body-sized shields by the main door.
We spent thousands of dollars on investing in student desk chairs as opposed to tables.
North Landale College Prep got at least $1 million in a federal grant to equip the schools and make them safe.
You are going to see the 8 terms we just went over.
Some students are there Mondays and Wednesdays, while the rest are learning remotely. Others are there Tuesdays and Thursdays. Here, a few students sit far from each other at their own desks for Spanish class. The Christiana Avenue campus enrolls some 300 students. About half of them are learning in person. School officials say those students have higher grade point averages, better attendance, and are turning in more assignments than students who are all remote. CPS also has a sense of urgency about bringing students back in person.
We have a moral responsibility to do everything possible to bring our children back into the classroom.
Latanya McDade with CPS spoke at the district board meeting last month.
Our students are hurting right now, especially our most vulnerable students.
District officials plan to bring preschoolers and students with special needs first. Elementary schools in February, and they hope to bring some high schoolers later. They say they'll open only if public health officials deem it safe to do so. But pulling off in-person school at two charter high schools is easier than at a huge school district with hundreds of schools. North Landale has a smaller student body. It can be nimble and make quick changes. That's harder to do at a much larger scale. In CPS, many teachers are pushing back. Their union doesn't think the district's reopening plan is safe. North Landale College Prep doesn't have a teachers' union.
We actually gave our teachers an option to decide to teach at an LCP hybridly or not. And we're very lucky to have a staff that is willing to make the sacrifice.
Some parents at North Landale jumped at the option of sending their teens back to school, even if it was only 2 days a week. Amari Crockett, a junior at North Blondell's Collins campus, said his mom convinced him to go.
Yeah, she thought I was spending too much time on my game.
Amari says he misses his friends who are doing school remotely. He also misses playing for the school's basketball team. But despite all of that,
I actually like going to school because it's real easy to get help from teachers and stuff. It's not like many distractors or nothing. Make sure I do all my work, keep my grades up and stuff like that.
Amari's dad, Frankie Hutchinson, also wants him to be in school despite the high infection rates in the area.
Being at home, kids have a lot of idle time and they tend to do what they want. We at work, we can't watch them. We know they're not at school. So he gets these phone calls throughout the day. Are you on learning? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Sometimes I know he gets a little tired of it. Sometimes he won't answer.
Hutchinson is a bus driver, yet he makes Amari take an Uber to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's one of their safety measures. Despite the differences, Principal Williams has advice for CPS officials.
My advice would be to talk to as many principals and people who are actually doing it and making it happen and learn from their mistakes and then build a much stronger model.
CPS officials say they've been paying close attention to schools that have been teaching in person and are spending millions of dollars to make sure schools are safe. They also argue schools aren't hubs of COVID-19 transmission. Early evidence and other experts suggest that's the case, but others say there isn't enough data to say that conclusively. The teachers' union insists the risks are too high, but as the district officials see more and more students falling behind academically, the pressure to open schools and make it work is intensifying. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.